The Parliament of Animals, Part 2, written by Paul M. Levitt and Douglas A. Berger, narrated by Neil Howe. Fogg the Frog burped and said he lived in a bog. If Blackie didn't mind mud and muck, she was welcome to join him. Nothing is worse than loneliness, said Fogg the Frog. I would make a good companion, though my vocabulary is limited. Powell said, Fogg has raised an important point, loneliness. Who else would offer Blackie a life of friendship? A number of hands were raised. Powell called next on Eager the Beaver, who said in a fever, Me, come live with me. I'll teach you how to weave logs into a home. And what kind of home? Asked Powell the Owl. A wet one, exclaimed Eager the Beaver, created from a dam. Beavers chew down trees along a river bank, and then in the water that collects behind the logs, they make igloo-shaped dwellings and provide a perfect defense. I own such a house. Blackie can live with me. And do what? Asked Talk the Hawk. Catch fishes like me, or listen to the buzzing flies and mosquitoes that make life a misery? The humming insects, replied Eager Beaver, provide a lovely symphony of sound. Mr. Socks, the fox, shook his head and warned, life with a beaver is perfectly boring. When aren't you working to cut down trees? You live underwater. What if Blackie doesn't like to swim? Blackie answered timidly, I do, but not well. Mr. Bear combed his hair and added, life is to be lived in the sun, not in the wet and the cold. If I want to swim and slide down waterfalls, then I don't want to live in a muddy hut behind a dam. Blackie seemed to agree because he smiled at Claire the Bear and nodded. Powell saw Gizzard the Lizard dozing off in the shadows. He therefore hooted loudly and said, no sleeping in the Parliament, Gizzard. First, we do our business. Then you can nap. Sorry, said Gizzard. I had no sleep last night. I was busy chasing red ants. Well, pay attention. The birds sitting on the other side of the barn had been uncommonly quiet, and Powell suspected that a rat had snuck into the barn and was just waiting for a chance to snatch away a bird. Powell, a good rat catcher, fluttered his wings and rose high in the air to have a view of the entire barn from above. He settled on a rafter and scanned the area where the birds sat perched. He waited. 1 minute, 2, 3. The silence began to make all the animals nervous, but then Powell swooped down from above, put out his talons, and grabbed a rat hiding under a bench. He could have squeezed all the breath from the rat, but instead flew out a window and dropped the rat in a pile of cow dung. Returning to the barn, Powell called for volunteers to suggest the qualities Blackie should look for in creating a good family. To start the discussion, tell me what you think the parents should be like. Manager, the tanager, said that the father ought to be a good food gatherer and the mother a good cook. Powell asked, why not the opposite? Men are always the hunters, said Tanager the manager, and women the cooks. Mr. Siegel the eagle disagreed. Men often work as chefs and women often grow food in the fields. An argument then broke out concerning which role men and women should play. Otter the plotter, who always had a plan up her sleeve, observed that Mama and Papa Wolves usually have 4 to 6 children. The brothers and sisters are called littermates. If the Parliament could find a mama and a papa wolf with bad eyesight, they could just tell them that Blackie was one of their own litter. Then Blackie would have a family with parents and brothers and sisters. Figer the Tiger licked his chops and shouted, "Tell us, Miss Plotter, where in the woods would you think you'll find a she-wolf and her husband who both have poor eyesight? Wolves are known for having keen vision. Like always, you have in mind a scheme that is unworkable. Now, I have a splendid idea." He snarled to impress the gathering with his voice and continued, "A zoo would suit Blackie perfectly. A zoo with all kinds of animals, large and small." Wendy the Warbler chirped one word. "Nonsense." "What makes you say that?" asked Figer the Tiger, quite annoyed. A string of musical notes preceded Wendy's reply. "A zoo will earn you 3 meals a day and even lead to some close friendships. But where is the freedom? Where is the room to run and roam? Where are the rolling plains and the mountains? Where are the rivers and the forest woods? No, a zoo is a good place to retire, not a place to enjoy the great out of doors." Figer, the Tiger, tucked his tail between his legs and sat down. Nat the Bat proposed that Blackie live with him in a cave, but that idea was quickly voted down because who wants to live all the time in the dark? "I have a simple solution for the problem at hand," said Socks the Fox. "The answer is revolution and brand." Gizzard the Lizard said, "You are talking in rhymes. Speak plainly." "If," said Socks the Fox, "Blackie told all whom she met that she was a dog, not a wolf, she would soon become everyone's favorite and probably adopted by a nice family with a warm house and a big yard in which to play." "A dog," squawked Jay the Ray. "The next thing you'll be saying is that she should play catch and baseball with neighborhood kids. A wolf is a wolf, a dog is a dog. What she should do is join the circus and learn how to balance a ball on the end of her nose." Neil the Seal was not happy to hear that suggestion. Balancing balls on her nose was her specialty, for which she had won many awards. "Wolves," she barked, "do not belong in circuses and certainly should not be balancing balls. Wolves belong in the wild." "Doing what?" challenged Siegel the Eagle. Neil the Seal blubbered and slapped his belly with his flippers. He couldn't think of a reply, so he sang a silly song instead. But since he had a poor singing voice, it came out sounding like a foghorn. "Wolves are made of the wild woods, not for a yard in a city. That was always been understood. In winter snow and summer heat." "In other words," concluded Siegel the Eagle, "you do not have a good idea for putting Blackie to work." Neil the Seal bowed his head and said no more. A lingering silence can make a great noise. So Powell the Owl prompted, "Come on, let's hear some ideas." Claire the Bear made a short speech saying that bears and gray wolves did not fight over food. They lived peacefully in the same areas. She, therefore, had no reason to suggest that anything would bring harm to Blackie. In fact, one of her best friends was Willa the Wolf, who was now widowed and childless because a careless hunter had shot her husband and cubs. "I bet she'd love to have a daughter like Blackie. Yes, indeed." Paul asked, "Where is she now?" "At school, learning Spanish, just in case she has to find a home in Mexico." "How do we know she'd make a good mother?"